Episode 3152, Be Grateful for Your Doubters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for some fun? Oh, yes, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to have a smile on your face because you know what? You look beautiful when you do. And I know sometimes we get bogged down with everything. Are you in a rhythm yet? The kids are back to school. Maybe you're trying new, you know, schedules and routines. Okay, take a deep breath. You may be challenging yourself to a few things. You got some dreams on the back burner. Guess what? It's time for you to be grateful for your doubters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, deep breath, because yes, sometimes, you know, the ride of life, oh, it's fun, but we can get winded, can't we? And when we are so focused on everybody else, and then all of a sudden we've got people who come into our lives, they may be a stranger, they may be someone we know and like and trust, and they have value, they add value most of the time to our life, but then they begin to question us, right? In life, there's going to be those who lift you up and those who drown your dreams. But how you respond to all of them around you will determine how you will soar. Be grateful for your doubters. Now, I know this sounds strange. I told you you were in for a ride today. But with everything going on, right? It's a new season. It's fall. I can't help but be excited about what's around the corner. Hey, and if you didn't know, head on over to pray.com. We have our TV show that's there. It airs every Tuesday. Yes, so it goes live today at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Go there, be squared. And we've got some new things coming up. So you're going to hear some announcements. So you always want to stay in the know. So, you know, stay right here. But if we're real, right? And come on, you know, that's what you get here at Create Your Now. I am going to let it all hang out. I do with you all the time. Life is not easy. And we face stuff every day. It's called the CRAP of life. And I really don't like to say it because you know what? Then we kind of get stuck in it. Who wants to get stuck in the mud? I mean, it's fun to play in the mud, but not get stuck in the mud. Go back to your childhood days. Yes, your mom didn't love you back then when you were in the mud, but it was so fun and you got so dirty. And now, if you're a mom or a dad and you've experienced this with your children, you're like, now I know why my mom did not want me playing in the mud because you're like, ah. So in the moment when you're having fun with it and you're in control, it's great. But when you're removed from it and you look at it, you're like, yeah, that's not so great because there's consequences. And so when we look at our doubters in our life, right? I know I've had many in my life who've questioned me, many. I'm talking from when I was a little girl. I would have friends. I don't know that I would call them friends, but I called them friends. And they would question what I was doing. Oh, do you really want to play that? Okay, let me age myself here a little bit. Do you remember Strawberry Shortcake? Okay, do you remember the Purple Pie Man? Okay, I mean, I can smell them already. It's so, and I had the little carrier, which was the little strawberry. All right. If that's you, send me an email because I love my Strawberry Shortcake dolls, right? We had Orange Blossom. I do not believe Huckleberry Finn. Can you believe all these are coming back to me? Oh, they were so cute. They were so fun, so adorable. No one wanted to be the Purple Pie Man because he was always like the negative one. But sometimes you kind of wanted to be that, right? You wanted to be that one that's like, nope, you can't do that. Well, do you want lots of Purple Pie Men in your life? I don't think we do. Because when we have a lot of them, number one, they're really tall. They are kind of overbearing, right? If you remember Purple Pie Man, he was this thin little thing. He smelled delicious. But he was a little bit overbearing. And he challenged Strawberry Shortcake and Orange Blossom. Huckleberry Finn would have to come in. You know, if you read some of the books, not just play with the dolls, but read some of the books. It was one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, Huckleberry Finn to the rescue. Strawberry Shortcake had to stand up for herself. What are you like when you have colleagues or family, maybe even great friends, neighbors, strangers, right? Who didn't believe in you, who didn't even know you. And they said, nope, you're not going to amount to any more. You can't go do that. You can't be a doctor. You can't be an attorney. You'll never make it to veterinarian school. You're not good at science or math. How can you go and be the CEO of your company and build something extraordinary? Yeah, you just don't have the leadership. Hi, you're going to be a cheerleader? Yeah, that's not going to happen. You want to be a football player? A quarterback? Look how tiny you are. You have no chance. What were you told when you were growing up? Maybe what you've been told even now, that you can't do this. You can't start a business. You can't write a book. Maybe you've had your dreams dashed by other doubters. But I learned something very early on from my parents and also grandma and grandpa. And it's not that we just open up our arms and say, hey, come on in. I welcome your disbelief. But it's the way we show up for our dreams. And so it was really instilled within me very early on that, hey, no one has the right to put out the spark within you. No one. Except God. He may have a detour. You may think that you have this whole thing that you're supposed to do. And he's like, nope, that's not the gift and talent I gave you. So, okay, you can do that for a little while, but then I'm going to redirect you. So why not be grateful for your doubters? Coco Gauff, if you don't know her, she's a U.S. women's tennis player. And if you haven't heard, the U.S. Open was this past weekend. And believe it or not, she won at the age of 19. The youngest winner we've had since, I think it was Serena at 1999, I believe. Now, I could get that up. Maybe it was Venus, but I think it was Serena. Or it may have been Venus. Either way, I apologize if I get that wrong. Go look up the stat. You can Google it. But as she was standing up there on stage, okay, she played Sabalenka. And Sabalenka started out well, but man, she deteriorated fast. And Coco Gauff, just to give you kind of a heads up on what happened, she lost the first set, 6-2. That's not really great after everybody that she had been through, all the rounds, right? The quarterfinals, the semifinals, now to be where she was supposed to be playing the biggest stage of her life on U.S. soil, right? Her home turf. And she totally botched the first set. Do you think she fell in to that of like, okay, I accept. I'm just going to kind of back down. No. She continued her game plan. And she won set two and set three. You have to win the best two out of three for the women's. And so when she was up on stage, right, Sabalenka gave her speech. And it was hard. It's hard being the runner-up. It always is. I know I've been the runner-up so many times in my life. And no one has a speech for being the runner-up. But not very many 19-year-olds would have been as poised and spoken as eloquently as Coco Gauff did. And I want you to listen very carefully to what she said. I want to honestly say thank you to the people who didn't believe in me. A month ago, I won a 500 title, and people said I would stop at that. 2 weeks ago, I won a 1,000 title, and people were saying that was the biggest it was going to get. So like 3 weeks later, I'm here with this trophy right now. You know I've tried my best to carry this with grace, and I've been doing my best. So honestly, to those who thought they were putting water on my fire, you were really adding gas to it. And now I'm really burning so bright right now. How beautiful. On the national stage, she stood up there and said, I want to thank the people who didn't believe in me. What do you think that did for her in that moment? What do you think that did for those who voiced their doubt that she couldn't do any better? Because we got to flip the tables once in a while. your naysayers in your life, the people who don't believe in you. And yeah, believe it or not, it might be your mom. It could be your dad. It could be a grandma. It could be a close auntie. And maybe they were like, oh, you just don't have what it takes. And that has set in, like it just kind of rooted itself in your dream. And you're like, why do my dreams have to be dashed by doubters? I don't want that. You don't have to have it, my friend. What is fueling your fire within? Are you sticking to your game plan? Yeah, you're going to have detours. Yeah, you're going to have to make changes. But are you going forward knowing that God's got your back? You see, Coco Gauff, faith plays a very important part in her life. In fact, she was on her knees praying. And they caught that on national TV. Now, I don't know about you, but wow. And here she comes up to the stage and says, you know what? Naysayers no more. Doubters, go to the sidelines. In fact, you're kicked off of my team. You're not a part of my team. You're not in my mind. You're not in my heart. But she still cares for them. And she has grace for them. But she knows how to look forward. What is fueling your fire within? Are you letting others throw water on it? Or are you using that water as gas? What is it? You get to choose, right? Is it the water or is it the gas? Are you looking to expand your impact or reduce yourself to ashes? You get to decide how you create your now. Coco Gauff wrote her story on the courts Saturday, September 9th of 2023. She is now and will forever be the Women's U.S. Open Championship of 2023. No one can take that from her. Now, did she have to put in a lot of work? Did she have to close her ears and even guard her heart to those around her who didn't believe? Yeah, she did. And she twisted it and turned it into fuel for her fire burning within her. How will you write your story on the courts of every day? Go, my friend, create your now. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.